This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now we go out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Clear to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Talanoa Hufanga torn ligaments, out at least a month. What's your reaction to that one?
Yeah, you know, typically with these ligament injuries in the wrist, the good news is that for the vast majority of them, unless they involve certain areas of the wrist, they usually will heal without surgery, and you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. The tough thing is that they haven't necessarily said what is injured and would he potentially need surgery. Now, with surgery, that time frame could potentially still be 4 to 6 weeks, but playing the position that he does, you do worry about how aggressive can he be with that wrist as he's tackling and taking contact. So even though you're looking at that 4 to 6 week time frame, it could potentially impact how he's playing, particularly since he plays aggressively. You know, you wonder if that would linger as the season goes on.
Yeah, and you hate to see it coming off of a season ender last year and another injury this year and now a third different injury. He feels a little bit snake bitten in the early going. Jake Moody goes out with a high ankle sprain, and I don't know if that's good news, Doc. I thought that it was going to be a broken ankle, but considering it's his kicking leg, is that better or worse for a kicker to have that injury on the kicking leg?
If you're going to choose a two legs, I think it would be much worse if it was on his plant leg, because imagine with these high ankle sprains, when you're planting and kind of powering for your kick, there's a lot of force that goes between those high ankle ligaments that basically keep your tibia and fibula connected. So if it was his plant leg, I'd be a little bit worried about whether he'd be able to kick, particularly with longer kicks. Now, this being his kicking leg, what you do worry a little bit about is how is it going to feel when he's kicking? Is there going to be some pain that could potentially throw him off a little bit? So I don't necessarily worry that this is going to be some sort of season-ending injury for him. But where we get worried is how is it going to impact his accuracy and how it's going to feel, which for a kicker, when you're kicking from further and further out, even little changes in what you're feeling or how you're following through can impact him. So overall, better for the kicking leg, but it could still potentially impact him, particularly as he comes back.
100-degree heat, guys who looked like they were pretty much out of gas in the fourth, and then a game 4 days later. How do you like that combo?
It's a setup for poor performance. And I think, you know, the NFL throws around some studies that have shown there's not an increased injury risk, you know, if you play 3-4 days later from one game. But what no one's ever looked at is, what does that mean, number one, in terms of performance? And you could assume the performance is going to be worse. And then what does it mean later on in the season when you're kind of cumulatively playing these games? Like, you don't necessarily feel it on Thursday, but the body starts breaking down. So I think the combination of the heat, it takes 72 hours in general to recover from a football game, and you add the heat onto it. The setup for poor performance is high on Thursday. It's just going to be a tough turnaround for the 49ers playing in that, from that heat.
What can you do from a physical standpoint to get ready? Is it IVs, additional hydration, rest, all the above, cool tub? What is it, Doc?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is exactly those things you're talking about. I think, number one, you want to get all that inflammation and soreness out of the muscle. So it's the cold tubs. It's the hydration to kind of make sure you've got enough power for those muscles. It's nutrition. It's sleep. It's just hard to kind of get the muscles to recover. All you can hope for in this short period of time is that you can get the pain away, but that muscle breakdown, that's still going to be there. So you're just hoping that there are enough fresh players there and you don't have to overexert yourself. Besides getting rid of inflammation, controlling pain, there's not too much you can do in that 72 hours. You're just hoping that you can kind of make it through that game and go on with that longer rest period.
Doc, I know there's some guesswork here, but with Christian McCaffrey returning from Germany, they worked him out some. They said things did not flare up. There was some sort of under-the-radar optimism there. What did you make of all of that?
I think it's good. I think with McCaffrey, you know, in general, as long as he continues to go through each phase and he's not having pain, that's a positive sign. And I think that with this injury, we're not going to know fully till he actually is in a game setting where he's actually exploding and doing stuff, how that Achilles is really going to hold up. But as long as he's progressing and they've made that jump from we're just resting you to actually trying to run, that's a big jump with this kind of injury. I think it's good news. I think the tough thing is, they're probably going to be more cautious with it, and you know, and until we see him on the field, we won't 100% know, but each subsequent ramp up each week is a positive sign.
Mooney Ward showed up on a limited basis here at practice with a little bit of a knee situation. Are you seeing anything from his movement during a game that would indicate that he might be dealing with a little something?
Yeah, you know, I think there are some reports out that he might have had kind of a bone bruise or a bruise around that area. He did definitely look, his movement looked a little bit off, you know, during that game. So with these bruises, you know, in the bone, if that's what it is, it can definitely impact your gait, and it's really based on where that bone bruise is. So it may be one of those things that in 24 to 48 hours, he's feeling good and it's okay. Or, you know, hey, I can't cut or pivot or do things without swelling and pain coming on. And I think that with the unpredictability of the position that he plays, you need to have 100% confidence in that leg. So it'll be interesting to see as the week goes on how his knee responds. And, you know, unfortunately, he doesn't have a big time to kind of test it out. It may be one of those game time decisions on Thursday.
Oh, Doc, real quick before you go, Ricky Pearsall not being ready to go last week. I don't know if I'm just asking you to sort of speculate here, but did you read that as like a football thing or a health thing?
You know, I think, you know, barring there being some sort of injury from that bullet that they're not disclosing, I think it probably is not a physical thing. It's probably more of just kind of coping with the whole injury thing. And I think it's a lot to expect, you know, an individual to go through that who is just a normal person. And then you have to like worry about getting back on the football field and have people take contact. And we forget, he also was dealing with those shoulder subluxation issues before this all happened. So
right.
I think it's a lot for a rookie to deal with. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's more mental, which is totally understandable, than it is physical at this point. Yeah.
Doc, great stuff. Thanks for doing it as always.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Yep. Okay, there he is. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. Doc Pandy on all of the injury situations. And I think right now, one of the more interesting ones is that conversation about Jake Moody. Like a high ankle sprain on the kicking foot, like the idea that he would be ready to, I have a hard time thinking that he's going to be ready in a month.
Yeah, but maybe a month based on what Doc said about it being the kicking leg, and it becomes more of a pain threshold thing than if it was on the plant leg, which is going to take on a lot more of the force as a kicker. And, you know, you think about the kicker when he goes up to plant that left foot so hard, if that's where you have ankle weakness, it's a little bit more alarming than if it's just pain on the leg that's swinging through the air.
I mean, I think that we're, in a way, we're probably blowing this off in a way that we shouldn't. I want everybody to remember, because every fan base has been there, I want you to just remember what it feels like when you can't trust your kicker. It is an awful feeling for a fan. It is a game-changing feeling. There are moments. Do not forget Chase McLaughlin against these Seahawks, who came in and for the moment was like surprisingly good for the Niners. And then he lined up to win the game I think, was it Halloween or somewhere around Halloween a few years ago?
2019.
2019. Was it actually on Halloween?
I'm looking, but he only kicked three games for the 49ers.
Yep. How'd they go?
I'm going back here 2019. And
the game against Seattle, was it Halloween night?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, Granny's nodding at someone else. I think someone else is like, are these donuts for me?
That is exactly what was going on. It was chewy, and I said chewy. Yes, go ahead and
have a donut. Yeah, I got some donuts.
I don't remember exactly what date it was, but they were perfect. They hadn't been beaten so far that season.
Right, and he had been perfect. And then he lined up to defeat the Seattle Seahawks at Levi's Stadium. He took two steps to the left and two steps back. They snapped the ball. It's a good snap. It was a good hold. And Chase decided to hit Jennifer Lee Chan.
That's right.
700 yards to the left of the goalpost.
They were 8-0, and it was Monday Night Football, November 11th.
Okay, November 11th.
27-24, the final.
And they lost.
Yeah.
And they lost. So, look.
Jason Myers in overtime.
I ain't saying that Matthew Wright, for those of you just joining us, that is now the Niner kicker for the time being.
And just remember that Chase McLaughlin in that game did tie it with 1 second left in regulation.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It was like, oh, he's good. And then he lined up for the win and Jennifer Lee Chan. So
it was windy.
Very. So this could be a really bad thing. I don't know how Matthew Wright is going to do. But good God, we're all sitting here going, Thursday night, this is one of the biggest regular season games we can remember. They've got to have it. And the Niners are going out there with a kicker we've never seen off the street. Oof. You know?
Yeah.
So
I'm looking at Joey Sly and Tristan Vizcaino, the last guys to kick before Jake Moody.
Before Jake Moody. Oh, man.
Not counting Mitch Wisnowski.
Who are you?
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Robert Half. Super Bowl hangover. Is that what's going on? Well, let's talk to someone who's had one before. He just happens to go by the name of Lo Neal. We know him around here just a bit. He's going to join us next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Recruiting professionals use their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. Learn more at roberthalf.com/talent today.
Just announced, Coldplay is returning to the Bay Area this summer. They'll be performing live at Stanford Stadium on May 31st. Get your pre-sale tickets and info on livenation.com. And for your chance to score tickets, enter online at 957thegame.com.
Football coverage on 957 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Like, he's going to join us on the River Islands guest line, but I won't do this. Like, I find it disrespectful for me to bring in your former partner. Well, you do it.
I'll bring him in.
Bring him in.
He's one of the all-time great fullbacks in the history of football. He's a man who taught me more about life than any other human being outside of my father, Dwayne. At the same time, I learned more from him in terms of cliches, and I'd like to do my Low Neal impression of doing Obama, because this man, my brother Lorenzo Neal, I miss you, Big Daddy. What's going on, Daddy?
That was good. You had me at hello, brother. That was great.
Brother, how you been, kid? We talked a little bit yesterday, Daddy, but you had to go because you were locked in on Sunday Night Football.
Absolutely, little Monday Night Football. Yeah. Sitting with my boy from Fresno State, if he had any magic left, and just too much Kansas City. I tell you, watching those guys play in Kansas City, they find a way to get it done. I mean, Dibs, you look at them. Hell, their offense is not lighting up the scoreboard. But I always say, Dibs, you know it, and you can finish this line for me. Offense entertains, but defense wins championships. And that's what's not going on with the San Francisco 49ers. Where the hell is the defense gone?
Yeah, we can talk about that. But just remember this. You better tread lightly when you're in the lion's mouth or something, right?
Absolutely. My father always told me, he said, walk easy when you got your hand in the lion's mouth.
Right.
You know what? And that's the saying I still tell my kids today. Walk easy. Walk easy.
Okay, Low Neal, before we go deeper into your comment that you just made about the Niners, let's start with this. What does a Super Bowl hangover feel like?
You know what? I remember being in Tennessee, and we go to Super Bowl. We lose by a yard to the Rams. The next year, I don't think it was a hangover. You know, Aldo Greco, who's one of the best kickers in this league, that's seen, missed a couple of chip shots, and there we played the team that ended up blowing out the Giants, the Baltimore Ravens, which they were worthy of it. But, you know, that was the Super Bowl. We knew that game was going to be the Super Bowl. They were able to beat us at home. And unfortunately, so we didn't have necessarily a hangover. I think this right now is not a necessarily hangover. This is just right now you're not able to get it done. And even though you're playing as hard as you can, you're just right now you're not good enough. Let's be real. They're getting pushed off the line. The offense is creating a new line of scrimmage. You saw the Arizona Cardinals take the ball with 6 minutes left, and the Niners had no answer. It wasn't like they were throwing. It was like, we're running, and Connor, and it's nothing you can do about it. I don't care if you put 8 in the box, 9 in the box. You can't stop us. And that's what they did.
So you don't think the Niners are suffering from a Super Bowl hangover at all?
I think that you have to say, what does your eyes tell you? These guys are playing hard. You look at the Niners. You look at some of the things. You watch the telephone to come down on the first run against Tyler ran the touchdown. He came inside. He thought it was a run. Tyler's outside. Should have took outside. Bad angle. Misread the play. Should have been outside. And I know they're watching film and they see it. So when you say the hangover, what is necessarily a hangover? You played the Rams. The Rams had a misfit offensive line. They had new tackles, new guards. It wasn't like it was a great offensive line, and you lost. You hit them with the two-piece. You got up by double digits. You got up by double digits against Arizona. And you're Mike Tyson, but guess what? He used to throw that blow and knock everyone out. But now, and when he got older, he threw that same hook. He's still throwing blows, but guess what? Guys can withstand it, and they're still standing.
Well, here's what I guess I wonder, because, you know, I've never played in the Super Bowl, but a guy I bet you know, I'm doing a show with him on Sunday night. This is right after the 49ers lose. Ephraim Salaam, 13-year offensive lineman in the league. I would imagine you two crossed paths a time or two. And Ephraim, his analysis of what was going on with the Niners was, no matter how hard you try to tell yourself, no, we need urgency, we need to be ready to go each week, and we have the talent to do this, no matter how hard you try to tell yourselves, in the back of the Niners' minds, they don't truly believe that the early regular season games are that big of a deal. And so that's part of why you're seeing what you're seeing. Do you buy that?
I you know what? I want to be optimist, and I want not to be doom and gloom, Dibs, and I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, they're going to get this together. I'm telling you, what I've seen with the eye test, they're not good enough. And fans are going to like, oh, Lo, what are you talking about? Let me tell you, you watch this team play, and you watch the trenches. Go back and watch the All-22. You go in there and download it and go watch the All-22. They're getting pushed off the line of scrimmage. They tried to do gap control. Last year you fired the defensive coordinator because you said, hey, it was a defensive coordinator. Now players got to take accountability as well. Yeah, players got to go out there and play. But you watch this defense. You watch the gap control. You watch the different things they're doing. And sometimes they're in the right place, and they're just getting pushed off the ball. Watch the tape. The tape doesn't lie. When you say, okay, we're just going to turn it over, we're just going to turn it on at the end of the year, the difference is if you can't turn it on at the end of the year, because guess what? Everyone's in the pack right now. You have not shown enough. I know people say, oh, the last 7 years, this team started off, 2-3, or this is the same type of – the difference to what I've seen right now from this year, they shouldn't win these games. Yeah, it's a mistake here, but look at Kansas City. What is it? Kansas City is not necessarily scoring more than the Niners, but what is Kansas City doing? They're playing great defense. Go watch. The Chiefs are – Mahomes is throwing an interception every single game. But go watch the way they play defense. They're not giving up 7, 5, 6, and 4 yards a run. Go look. This is what the biggest thing is with the Niners right now. Offensively, yes, they're playing good, not great. But they're playing good enough to win football games offensively. You cannot win if your defense is going to play like this. Guys, I don't care what you say. If you say it's a hangover, I'm going to say I'm going to push back. Because you are what your record is. And right now they're just not playing good enough to win games. And guys, you know it. They're going to lose Thursday. If they don't get this fixed, they're not going to go into Seattle and say we're going to win. All of a sudden now we got to turn on the win. They're not.
I couldn't agree with you more, Lo, and you and I, same church, same pew, and for a change, you're sitting on my lap, which is very uncomfortable, quite frankly. But when you look at the defense and you talk about, like, the fix, is the fix within the building, is it schematic? Is it the personnel that they have? How do they go about slowing down the ground game? Because you're right, Lo, 12 carries for 72 yards from Connor over the last two drives. They got gashed in the A gap, the B gap, and even the C gap.
Wow, nice with the uptick. I think that when you look at this team, you got it now. You have to start. You got to start saying, we got to slant to one side because we're getting pushed off the line. You watch on the double teams on the nose, the three techniques, 3-4 yards down the field. I'm seeing it with my eyes. So, yes, I think that right now they're getting overpowered. They're being They're not the physical team. No one is scared of them anymore. This is a, you look at they're throwing blows. It's not that the lack of it's not lack of effort. So I just think it. I don't necessarily think it may be scheme. I think for this game they don't have necessarily maybe the right guys up front because they're getting beat in the trenches. Fred Warner, man, you guys seen what he's been doing? The interceptions, punch outs, all the things you're doing. But they're making plays down the field. So you got to win up front, and they're not winning in the trenches. And so until that problem is fixed, because when your defense is playing well, guys, what does that do? That gives your offense more opportunities to score because your defense is getting three and outs. When you're not winning on defense in first and second down, now it's third and two and third and three, guess what? It's run or pass. You have to stay ahead of the sticks on defense as well. And their defense, the defense is not getting it done. Until that happens, until they make some changes, whether it's players, whether it's scheme, you're going to continue to struggle.
Lo Neal is with us here, of course, on Willard and Dibbs. And you know darn well the kickoff show is coming each weekend here on 95.7 The Game. And Lo Neal, a big part of that, and that's coming again as we get ready for a game in just about 48 hours. Lo, let me ask you this. This isn't devil's advocate, because I could sit here and nod my head a little bit at what you're saying. But to hear you talk as if it sounds like the Niners are just getting wholly outplayed when they play football. So I guess I would ask you, well, if that's the case, then why are they seemingly up by double digits when they enter the fourth quarter every week?
Well, it looks like they're starting off fast. My dad always told me a fast horse runs fast, but he doesn't run long. You played against, so all of a sudden, yeah, you're making mistakes, but guess what? You're not overcoming them. Yeah, you can be up by double digits, but what does that matter? You played against a Ram team that you guys know the Rams are not very good. The Rams didn't have two of their star receivers, and you go off. And it was more Niner fans there than it was Rams fans. So, you have a 14-point lead. Hey, yesterday you saw Baltimore come down double digits. So does that mean that you're the better team? No, I'm not saying the Niners doesn't have more talent than some of these teams that they're playing. But right now, what my eyes show me and watching the game, you can't say that they're better because they're getting outplayed in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, you see it. It was ferocious. They just kind of lined up in the first half. They held him down. Second half, they beat him up. So they wore the Niners out. Something's going on that they're just getting pushed around. They're getting beat up in the second half of ball games. And they're in the physical part of it, this bad part of it, it's mostly on the defensive side of the ball. When they need to make a stop and need to be physical and need to bow their necks and hit them, get a turnover, it's not happening.
Yeah, and Arizona only faced a couple of third downs in the last two drives, and they converted one, and the other one they converted on fourth down. So you're right. It looked like the Niners' defense wore down. How about the other side of the ball, Lo, when you look at the 49er offense, which came up pointless in the second half? What are you seeing from the offensive line in particular as it pertains to pass protection and what Brock Purdy is being asked to do?
Yeah, Brock Purdy, this is probably his finest hour. His ability to make guys miss and run downfield and third down, pick it up with his legs, they're asking this guy to do too much. And he's taking it upon himself. You'd watch him back there. He's Houdini. You watch the way he zigs and he zags and he's making guys miss and going, getting rid of the ball. He's doing a phenomenal job, but there's letdowns on every time on up front. There are some breakdowns fundamental. Guys are taking turns. The team's just not playing collectively. They're not playing as a unit offensively with consistency. You see the way that, you know, they're running the ball. They're getting physical. They're doing those things. But you just watch them. They take a play. They play three plays well, and then, boom, you have a letdown. So I just think that right now, something's missing. So when people are like, this team can just fix this and turn it on, I got to see it to believe it, because the talent is there. They could very well be 4-0. They can be 5-0 right now, but they're not. And you have to ask yourself, why not? And until this team, and that's what Shanahan has to say, I got to coach my coaches harder. I got to get attention to details. Why are we losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter? And why are we not getting stops on third down? Why are we not converting on offense? What's going on us when the second half, when we need to score one more, put them away? Why are we putting the ball on the ground? This team's got to figure out how to win. Just look at Kansas City Chiefs. Go look at their turnovers this year compared to the Niners. You got to find a way to win. Football is not easy, and football is not for the faint and heart. And this Niner team They have to get their identity back, and they got to find a way to win ball games instead of find a way to lose ball games. And that's what championship teams do. And right now, they are not playing championship football.
Lo, I want you to listen to this, and we would love your response, because of all the things that any football analysts have said about the 49ers through five games, to me, this one's the scariest. This is the tree shaker. Brian Baldinger is asked by Bonte and Joe this morning, what's the identity of the 49ers? Listen to his answer.
Slow. They just look slow, Joe. They look like a slow team. Like, I don't see speed. I just don't see, like, it just the whole operation, the pass rush, the receiver, they just look like a slow team to me. Now, look, when you're 2-3, nothing feels good. And you start using superlatives like I'm doing. But if I'm finishing a sentence, that's what it looks like to me. And that's, you know, that's your team, though. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
When I hear that, I'm like, well, that's not fixable. So I mean, what's your reaction to that?
Wow. I think he's spot on. When you look at the Niners, why aren't they getting off blocks? You look at Baldy and what he's saying. He's saying, they're looking slow. They look like a shot fighter. You're starting off, you're boom, you're coming out, you're peppering them, and all of a sudden, you're losing a step. And it's attention to details, and it's a mindset. They have to get this thing figured out, because that's why I keep saying, and that's why I tell you again, they'll lose against Seattle if you play this way. So until they make a collective effort, and that's everywhere, coaches got to coach harder, players got to play better. Right, the attention to details. This is about going about the attention to details, everyone doing their job, because right now you're not good enough to make mistakes and win ball games. So that tells you you got to play better football. You got to play with less mistakes if you're going to win, because what Baldy's saying, they look slow. They're out of place. They just look like they're slow. Teams are beating them to the punch. They're beating them off the ball. They're beating them in the trenches. That is it right now. You got to figure this thing out, man. If you don't, this team would be lucky to win 8 games this year.
Lo, what's it like playing a Thursday coming off a Sunday, especially when you have to go on the road?
You're sore. You're sore. You're tired. You're still tight because Monday you come in, you freaking get a little stretch. You jump into the hot tub. You try to fight through the workout on Monday. You're still freaking beat up. Tuesday usually off, but you can be off on Tuesday. So now Tuesday, because it's a short week, you're going through a walkthrough. You're trying to loosen up. You got massage therapists there. You're freaking getting in the cold tub. You're icing. You're trying to get your body ready to go. And shoot, Wednesday, you're traveling. Wednesday's another walkthrough with jobs. You've got to start running. You've got to get the muscles loosened. So you're fighting through it on Tuesday and Wednesday. Some type of jog, some type of sweat. You got to get in. You can't just say, guys need a day off. You can't. You have to loosen them up. You cannot just say, oh, we got to play Thursday. No, it's all walkthroughs. No, you got to run, because on Thursday, you got to get back to full speed. You got to freaking be able to get on the field and run full speed. Mm. You can't just say, all week long, we're just going to sit around and walk and do walkthroughs. Can't do it. Won't do it. Shanahan's not doing it. But guess what? Seattle played and they lost too, so both these teams are going to be hungry. And this is going to be a huge test for the Niners to see if they can get off the canvas, because right now they're on the canvas.
I love it, Lo. And, you know, you say that you didn't suffer a Super Bowl hangover, but I'm looking at the box score, and you lost to a quarterback who went 5-for-16 for a 117 against you in the playoffs. If that's not a hangover, I don't know what is, brother.
Let me tell you what a hangover is. When I come over there and spank your butt. You played against Trent. Did you go? How many yards rushing they had? You played against Trent Dilfer. Who? How many passes?
They had 47 yards on the ground. They did nothing against you, Daddy. Where were you in the offensive package?
Shannon Sharp had an 80. Go look at his catch. He had one catch. This was a defensive. It was a low scoring, hard hitting, physical game. Ray Lewis stripped the ball from Eddie George and did a strip fumble and scored to end the game. But if you look at it, we missed the field goal. Shannon Sharp had one play tight end for 50, 60 yards.
56,
That was the biggest play of the game. It was a field position. It was a snob on the knuckle. It was a physical game. Don't talk about a hangover. It was just two teams that was physical. Unfortunately, they won. We didn't, but that was the Super Bowl. You know it. Go look who played. What was the best game in the NFC or in the whole playoffs? That game right there.
Yeah.
The winner of that game was winning the Super Bowl. They motorboated the Giants. Motorboat. voted him.
I'm looking at the box score low, and I'm looking for Lorenzo Neal anywhere, and I'm seeing no catches and no totes. Did you even play in that game, Daddy?
Yeah, I played, but let me tell you something. Mike Hamendanger, rest in peace, got scared. They got scared. They wanted to go one back, ace. I was just so upset and disappointed. They scared. We can't run at Ray Lewis. When you're playing against a guy that can go downfield and play like Ray Lewis, he's a home wrecker. A friggin' football wrecker. You go at him. That's when you play. If I'm playing against friggin' Fred Warner back in the day, you run right at those guys. Don't let them use their ability. Go sideline to sideline. You line up and you go right at them. That's what we didn't do against the Baltimore Ravens. You line up and let me go wear those guys out. They didn't want it like I wanted it. I'm fired up right now, Dibs.
Come on, bring that same energy in here. You know where to find me, big fella. Let's go. Come at me, Daddy. I miss you, kid.
You guys are the best. Let's go, Niners. Hey, guys, put it this way. It's not over, but the Niners, seriously, this is a game that you need to win. You have a chance. Are you going to win? You might lose every game in your division. This is not good.
Low, tell Dibs this is a must-win for the Niners.
Yeah, I tell you what, if this is a huge game, mathematically, if they lose, do they still got a chance because of the rest of the conference? Yes.
Thank you.
But morale-wise and just now you haven't won one game in your own conference, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Al Del Greco missed three field goals that day. I don't blame you.
See, I told you.
That game was a snobber knocker.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If we make those, we're in the Super Bowl. But you can't say hangover and we didn't come to play. We were ready, bro.
I remember watching that game, and I'm like, these Titans, they're in love with their press clippings. I remember feeling that. I was feeling that.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
You know what? Both you guys go to hell.
And he hung up. And he walked us off.
That's incredible.
There it is. That's my brother. Yes. I mean, it's a window into like 3.5 years of my career right there. You got snobber knocker.
Go to hell, Dibs.
You lost so many good ones.
That was incredible.
And he might be, as we speak, turning around his car in Fresno. He might be heading up here.
I think he just slammed it into a wall. He just crashed his car.
Both of you can go to hell.
Dink.
That's great. I love him. That's my guy.
It's so good.
I love looking back at those games.
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer goes 5 of 16.
And they won.
Think about that. Well, and we talk about the Jimmy G game, right?
Of course.
I mean, what was he, 6 of 8 or something in that game?
Against the Packers in the NFC title game.
And they won.
Yeah, he tried. I don't remember how many he completed, but yes, he had 8 attempts.
Right.
8.
And he went 5 of 16, Trent Dilfer.
Yep.
In a 2-touchdown win.
But Shannon Sharp took off on a slant. I remember it. And he scored a touchdown. And wasn't that when he yelled Trent Dilfer for president? 5 completions. Yep. That was one of them. And you get a defensive score. And, oh, by the way.
And a blocked field goal return.
Yep. When Lowe said, Mike Heimerdinger, rest in peace, he got scared of Ray Lewis. I was sitting there going, you know what? That's fair.
To be scared of Ray Lewis?
Totally. I'll never forget this experience, okay? Years ago, 100 years ago. I took the kids. This is when there were only two of them, I think. We didn't have the third one yet. We took the kids to Hawaii. And I didn't even think about the trip. I didn't even think about what was going on. Turns out it was the exact same weekend as the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man.
No joke. Two things happened within the first day. First of all, we're in line to check in behind Haloti Ngata. Remember Haloti Ngata?
Ngata Noti.
Yes.
That's what Lowe called him.
Right. Didn't he go to Oregon?
Nota.
He went to Oregon,
did,
right?
He sure did.
Okay, so
Ravens.
Interior
good
defensive lineman for the Ravens.
About 358 pounds.
He and his entourage are wearing T-shirts that say, not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With his last name, which I think was spelled, what, N-G-A-T-A or
that
something
sounds right.
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was one experience because I was a large man. But then
probably a large entourage, too.
Not bad. So then we check in. And what's the first thing you do? But, you know, you fly to Hawaii, it's 3 hours early.
Go to the pool.
You go to the pool. So I was in the pool.
Totally.
So you get to the pool, and there's not much going on down at the pool. There's one other person there with his people. Ray Lewis.
Oh, my God.
With a pair of trunks on and nothing else. And I swear, what else do you wear at the pool?
Yeah, totally.
But like,
3-piece suit?
I swear to you, I've never in my life been around a human being that had such intimidating presence. I was like, I'm not going over there.
No.
I am not going over there.
That's his pool.
I'd be like, kids, we should come back another. Let's go to the beach.
Pool's closed, kids.
We should not be here right now.
Yeah.
So terrifying.
Yeah.
So I feel for Heimerdinger.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know?
It's if you ever get a chance to sit down with Lo Neal and just ask him about Pro Bowl stories. He tells a Peyton Manning story. He's got Ray Lewis. He's got all the stories. Lo went to 4 Pro Bowls.
Yes.
And he has told some of the great Pro Bowl stories about that very thing. Like, being at the pool and these guys playing pranks on each other, like Peyton Manning and yucking it up and Ray Lewis and Hanada Nodi and all the rest of them.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Two things coming up next that you're going to want to hear. Speaking of celebrity sightings and going up to talk to people, I got to tell you what happened to one of my sons yesterday here in the Bay, in San Rafael, I believe. Okay? And if you're a Niner fan, my goodness, are you going to want to hear what Fred Warner said after practice today? You're going to want to hear it. Grandy's grades are looming, too. Don't you forget about those. All of that is next on Willard and Dibbs.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr now joining us on the River Islands Guest Line.
Joining us right now on the River Islands Guest Line, none other than Steph Curry.
River Islands and Lathrop combines new home neighborhoods with lakes, parks, and trails. All new charter schools, a waterfront restaurant, and all the elements to make the good life your life. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands?
This is Larry Fleck, owner of The Floor Store. We all know the fall means the end of summer, but it also means the beginning of our fall sale, now through October 15th. Up to 50% off store-wide on carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, waterproof flooring, and much more. Interest-free financing for a full 18 months, and no sales tax on anything. The Floor Store's fall sale. The best part of your summer is going to be in the fall. Go to floorstores.com to find the nearest of our 9 showrooms, from Santa Rosa to San Jose. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-296-7260. That's 800-296-7260. 800-296-7260.
95.7 The Game would like to remind you not to text and drive. Presented by Habas Law. Injuries happen every day. Habas Law believes that no one should suffer because of someone else's carelessness. If you've been wronged, Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
The Prophetic Matrix. Unlock the secret code to your destiny. A new revolutionary book by Michael John Toste. The first ebook to make history by being filmed in space. Discover your unlimited future. Get The Prophetic Matrix now on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
And now, your Live Nation lineup.
Kevin Hart at the Paramount Theater, October 26th. Buckethead at the Fillmore, October 31st. Hip Hop 101 featuring Public Enemy, Cypress Hill, Too Short, and more at Oakland Arena, November 9th.
911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down.
Dane Cook at the Masonic, November 21st.
For tickets and info, hit up LiveNation.com.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are gonna need a bigger cake.
Now through October 10th,
Get fast, reliable Xfinity Gig Internet for $20 a month for 2 years with no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. And ask how to get an eligible free 5G phone with trade-in. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless plan and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, it's your boy Guru. Every time we put a rat on the table during our show, it's brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. ATCO Pest Control is a family-owned local business proud to provide pest control in the Bay Area for over 35 years. ATCO uses natural methods to give you a peace of mind and keep your family out of harm's way. Quality pest control doesn't have to empty your savings either. Don't wait. Go to ATCOPestControl.com for all your pest control needs. They got you covered.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I remember watching that game, and I'm like, these Titans, they're in love with their press clippings. I remember feeling that. I was feeling that.
Wow.
No, man.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
You know what? Both you guys go to hell.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's the way it went down not too long ago with Lo Neal.
You're on the list now. Not a list you want to be on.
I'm all right with it.
Both you guys go to hell.
I never told you about what happened in New Orleans when the Niners were there in the Super Bowl.
I just happen to have some time right now. Go ahead.
We had just had him on Radio Row on this very station, and he was basically talking to Alyssa Milano, and he was speaking to her in such a way that she became emotionally and physically moved by his discourse.
Okay.
That was back when we did a thing called Low on Love, and he was speaking to her in such a way that she was beginning to feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's a great radio moment. So
she was there, and you guys were hosting the show.
He was a guest, and she was also a guest, a plus one.
Got it.
And they had a moment. Later that night, we were out and about in New Orleans, and I'm just doing my own thing, minding my own business, actually talking to Brett Kiesel at the time and Bart Scott, a couple of former Steelers.
Can't wait.
Somebody comes from behind me and picks me up as if I'm a shot glass,
yes,
and he's going to throw me across the bar, grabs me, and gives me the biggest, like, Magic Johnson pump fake ever, and I'm just terrified, because he could have thrown me 37 yards.
As far as he wanted.
Exactly. Across the bar, into the mirror, whatever, and all of a sudden he puts me down, I turn around, it's Lo Neal, and he's just doubled over with laughter, knowing that he got me, because I'm just standing there. 180-pound ginger, minding my own business. This man, he could have ended me, Mark.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
What did Alyssa Milano have to do with the payoff of that story?
The fact that is really when I met Lo Neal.
Okay.
He was a guest. I booked him as a guest.
I didn't understand. I'm like,
when she came by.
I thought she was the one who tapped you on the shoulder. Like,
that's
I
a great know, question.
Would have been yeah, a lot cooler where, if she was.
Where was Alyssa Milano?
That was a little bit of a an extemporaneous just, piece.
Yeah,
because
you just wanted Alyssa to be a part of this.
No, I was flashing back to the moment. Like, why would Lo Neal even know who I was? And it's because of the moment that happened on Radio
Got
Row.
It.
And you remember Radio Row back when it was a thing?
Done it many times.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're on with this person and somebody comes by and it's like, now totally. You've got this person.
Yeah,
like, it's like a couple of randoms.
Nobody was like, let's book Lo Neal and Alyssa Milano together.
Exactly.
It just happened that way.
Right.
All right.
Anyway,
fair enough.
I apologize for the extraneous nature of that story.
No, it's all good.
It's a good follow-up, though, and that was a good question.
Oh, thank you.
And that was a good question.
A good interviewer listens to the responses.
Yeah.
I had a follow-up.
Yeah, I usually listen.
Sometimes.
Yeah, last week was a rough one.
Anyway, I wanted to pay off, I tell everybody about the celebrity sighting yesterday.
Yeah.
Would this have intimidated you? So this is right in the middle of our show. And this happens sometimes frustratingly from my children. Do you ever get these? Maybe yours have outgrown it, and obviously Mila doesn't have a phone yet. But do you ever get these? Dad. That's it. That's the text.
That's the text?
That's the text.
Unacceptable.
Yes. And like, if you don't respond, they just add more A's.
Dad.
Dad. And then sometimes exclamation points. Dad! Oh my God.
Do you not
know?
I'm
so triggered right now.
I'm on the air.
Yeah. Like, first of all, hello. And even if I wasn't on the air, has it occurred to you that it's not necessarily the way to approach people? But then I understood why he was a little, shall we say, verklempt in the moment. He was visiting Golf Mart in San Rafael.
This is the 17-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
He's visiting Golf Mart in San Rafael. This is a normal movement for him. And apparently he had run into somebody, or he had seen a celebrity, and he was kind of doing a, Dad. It was like that. But I can't hear him, and there's no exclamation point, so it's just, Dad.
Right.
That's it. And I'm like, yeah.
Jared Goff.
No.
Oh,
no, the bye week's over. He goes, Barry Bonds is here at Golf Mart.
What? Okay.
And I'm sorry, Barry, if... Not that Barry's listening, but I'm sorry to be putting your business out on the air. But, like, I was like, oh, you know, go say hi. Just go. Go say hi. He's a nice guy.
Right.
Now. Anyway.
He's there with three lockers.
Yeah, whatever. Just go. Go. Right. That'd be amazing if he was, like, over, like, testing out Barca loungers.
Totally.
At Golf Mart. But, no. I'm like, just go say hi in any way, shape, or form. You know? What's up, King? You know, like, big fan. I don't know. Say something stupid. You know, you'll get away with it. You're 17, even though you're taller than Barry Bonds.
Totally.
Anyway, I got no response to that. I don't think he ever said anything to Barry Bonds.
And that was yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
So,
yeah.
You
didn't say hi to the king.
Yeah.
He'll say hi back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Or he'll hold up a four iron and say, back up.
Totally.
This is getting a little close. I don't know, but give it a shot.
It'd be cool if he's in there just hitting bombs. Just, you know, hitting absolute bombs.
It'd be even cooler if the 17-year-old who's about 162 pounds went over there and outdrove him.
Yeah, and he probably
would.
Because
I'm probably sure that he could.
Yeah. Your kid's like probably 6'5 at this hour. And he might be 6'6 by the time you get home.
Okay. I promised a Fred Warner comment.
Okay.
And then we're going to hear from Brock Parody.
Okay.
Brock Talk today. And then, you know what we still got to do, especially since he's back in town after his drunken soiree, Mark Grandy is here with Grandy's Grades.
Everyone gets a name, all right?
I had a better weekend than the Niners, that's for sure.
Yeah, you did.
Damn right you did.
New Orleans.
Okay.
So jealous. I gave him a couple of recommendations, and he gave me the Heisman on both, but that's neither here nor there.
Why? Why didn't you listen to Dibbers?
I had every intention of doing it, and then I realized the places were far away from where I was staying.
So,
it's also a legal gambling state, so you should have faded them.
Well, you did. That's actually what I was going to say.
That
you did.
Is mean-spirited.
You realize that fade the Dibbers is just gambling. You
it's
don't
not
have to,
life advice.
You don't have to go against everything that he says.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Right. You should try the Hurricanes. Fade!
He had seven of them.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
quite.
Anyway.
Gave a good breakfast spot that... was close enough to him he could have gone to, but
he
whatever.
He wasn't going to have breakfast. The dude slept till 2 in the afternoon.
It's a hangover special breakfast, yeah, but go ahead. Tell me about Fred Warner.
Do they serve it all day?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
It's literally their whole bit.
I think this is going to fire you up. I also think there's hidden messaging here.
Okay.
I think this is a big deal. I think this is a big deal. This is Fred Warner talking about the Thursday game, whether you want to call it a must win, gotta have it, blah, 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 and how to get the team motivated for such an experience. Take a listen.
You know, I'm kind of at the point where it's like the circumstance is what it is. We're 2-3 going into a Thursday night game against a divisional rival, primetime, with the stakes of being number one in the division. It's like, if I have to give some sort of grandiose speech to get you going for this moment, probably don't have the right guys.
Yeah, he's right.
He's not just right. I want everyone to understand, in my opinion, what just happened there. In the process of saying that he doesn't have to give the speech, he is giving the speech. That's exactly what he just did. To say, if I've got to give some sort of grandiose speech to get you ready for this moment, we probably don't have the right guys. He is squarely saying, you understand me? If you go out there and you lollygag,
yeah,
again, you blow another 10-point lead, again, in the division, then we probably don't have the right guys. I mean, there is an ultimatum tucked into simply him saying, I don't need to tell everybody to get fired up. Like, tucked into that, you are. That's what you're doing actually right now. It almost is a veiled threat.
Well, it's the fact. The fact is, you don't need a grandiose speech in week 6 to realize our situation. We're 2-3, 0-2 in the division, 0-3 in the conference, and if we lose this game, we're 2 games back, and we lose the tiebreaker, and we're 0-4 in the conference, and we're 2-4, and we've got Kansas City and Dallas. So it's not a must win, but you really shouldn't need a grandiose speech. If you're Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, Jair Brown, two rookies and a second-year guy, if you are any of the other younger players on the team, you shouldn't need a grandiose speech to understand the importance of this game.
Right, but I don't think he's saying it for the obvious. I think he's saying it for the not obvious. I think he's saying that to be like, again, he sees maybe what you and I see, which is that on some level, this 49er team still thinks they're okay. And it's like, somebody's got to shake the branches so that you realize it's not okay. You can't keep giving early season games away and thinking to yourself, yeah, but we're the best team in the NFL. So just watch. Again, it goes back to the flip the switch thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's saying. There's no flipping the switch week 9. Especially because I don't even think they play week 9. But anyway, there's no flipping the switch later in the we gotta flip it right now.
Right.
Right now.
If you flip it at 3-5, you can flip it. You've got 9 games left. And if you go 5-4 in those last 9 and you wind up 8-9, well, big deal. You flipped the switch, but it was too late, and you didn't go to the playoffs.
Nick Bosa on Thursday.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must-win because I'm stealing Kyle's two-meaning thing because technically your season's over if it's a must-win, but definitely feels like it's we're treated that way.
Not a must-win, but it feels like it, so we're treating it that way.
Yeah, and you should treat it that way. You should treat all these games as really, really important games. And he, you know, I'm going to say it that Kyle said in the meeting, which it's not a must-win, because if it's a must-win, then your season's over. And I think Dibs has said that on local radio a bunch of times, and he's right. But we're treating it like that. Cool. Go out there and show me that you're treating it like that. Get more than 2 hits on the quarterback. Get more than 1 sack on the quarterback. And I'm just looking at the Nick Sorensen comments from his press conference today, and he was asked about the secondary, the defensive backs, and interceptions this year. Last year, the DBs had 16 INTs. This year, they have 0. So that might be a place where you start defense. How about you get a DB with an INT?
Interesting. All right. So, by the way, first of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.